none for mortal men do.
We're tuned to KXRY Portland, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm, and we're in the radio neighborhood at 107.1 and 91.1 FMs. You can also catch us on the coast, Manzanita, Nehalem, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. I'm your host, Shilly, with a movie, music, and soundtrack show that I've been calling The Sound of Pictures for a number of years, where I turn over every stone. I hope you join me out of X-Ray every Sunday morning from 8 until 9. So let's get this party rolling with music for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, with a great musical score by Branford Marsalis. I have about four cuts queued up here from that movie. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom is based on the true story of the legendary mother of the blues, Gertrude Ma Rainey, played by Viola Davis. Doing a very wonderful job, although I would have liked to have seen her a little bit more. The story revolves around recording her signature song, which is included in this set and sung by Maxine Lewis. Ma Rainey was a black queer artist who fought hard for her personal sound. Almost the entire movie takes place in a recording studio as the band rehearses and then struggles to record the song. It's based on African-American playwright August Wilson's play of the same name from 1984. Viola Davis's grin is amplified by her gold teeth and melting makeup. Unmistakable. The film also stars Chadwick Boseman, known for the film Black Panther, as the challenging trumpet player in his final performance before passing away, unfortunately. Here's some music by Branford Marsalis with a piece called El Train.
Call your big black bottom. It puts you in a trap. Thank you.
Music by Branford Marsalis from the feature Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. And he grew up in the rich environment of New Orleans as the oldest son of the Marsalis family, and he was drawn into music along with his siblings. You may have heard of Wynton Marsalis, Delfeo, and Jason. Branford was chosen as the composer because, well, when you collaborate with him, you get the saxophonist, you get the composer, arranger, Branford the historian, musicologist, dramatist, edumacator, and raconteur shows up as well. His musical career extends far and wide, not to mention his collaboration with the Grateful Dead in the early 1990s. Because he understands the inherently transgressive nature of the blues, his arrangements capture not only the cultural regional DNA of Ma Rainey's songs, but the authentic 1920s Chicago soundscape. The film was produced by Denzel Washington and, like I mentioned, based on August Wilson's play of the same name. All right, next up is music by Jerry Goldsmith for the 1999 movie The Haunting. This version of The Haunting is an adaptation of the original 1963 movie. Goldsmith delivers an accomplished horror score, overflowing with creepy atmosphere and chilling themes meant to put you at unease rather than outwardly scare you. So let's see what Jerry can do for the next 6.5 minutes, starting off with a piece called Afraid.
Thank you.
All right, music by Roger Van Otterloo from the Belgian movie Turk's Fruit, or if you don't speak Belgian, Turkish Delight from 1973, featuring Jean Toots Thielemans as the whistler and guitar player. Heard about three pieces. This is a Dutch film directed by Paul Verhoeven. The film's been described as sort of a cross between Love Story and an earthy Rembrandt painting. Now, how does that happen? The film stars Rutger Hauer as a sexually selfish but gifted Dutch sculptor. And before that, music by Jerry Goldsmith, if you just dropped in, for the 1999 version of The Haunting. And the premise is actually quite promising, placing a group of insomniacs in a spooky old manor under the guise of studying their sleep habits. That's good, right? The scientist heading this operation is Liam Neeson, of course. I don't know why, but I feel like I'm saying Nicolas Cage. Hoping to actually study their responses to fear. But the plan goes awry. Gotta do that. When he underestimates the ghostly nature of the house. And that's gotta happen with Liam. Otherwise, we don't have a movie. All right, let's take a little break. See you in a bit.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from our friends at the Portland Festival of Cinema, Animation, and Technology. This 5-day independent film festival includes animation as well as visionary cinema from around the world. All screenings and events before 5 p.m. are designed for all ages. Over 170 films from more than 30 countries will be screened. The event also includes dome film screenings, VR showcases, parties, Q&A sessions with filmmakers, and panels. August 6th through the 10th at OMSI. Tickets and more information at pdxfestofcinema.com.
All right, here's a great soundtrack for the movie by Bill Gunn called Personal Problems from 1980. This entirely African-American conceived and produced ensemble drama is the result of a collaboration of a pair of pioneering black artists, writer and actor Ishmael Reed and filmmaker Bill Gunn, who also directed the underground classic Ganja and Hess, the 1973 Afro-alt vampire movie. Personal Problems is a rough-edged ensemble piece that explores black working-class lives with straightforward honesty and emotional intensity. The composer is Carmen Moore, described by the New York Times as a composer who not only defies categories, but treats them with disdain. Not in the negative sense, but, well, he just doesn't work that way. Thank you. Here's music by Vangelis for a Dutch movie called De Mantel der Liefde, Heaven and Hell, from 1976. Couple of pieces, 12 o'clock, and ending up with Intestinal Bat. What are you going to do? For the film, Jesus Christ and Moses are sent from antiquity to the present to see if mankind followed up the Ten Commandments. The producer of the movie feels that the movie sucks and is too vulgar, but the director defends it by saying it's art. This religploitation film, it's a black comedy on the Ten Commandments and mankind's failure to live up to them. And we started the set off with music by Carmen Moore to the Bill Gunn drama, Personal Problems. And this was originally intended to air on public television in 1980, and it went unseen for many years, probably because network executives couldn't find a bottom line. I'm guessing it really didn't rake in the dough. The film is now available in its full-length version for the first time in decades.
X-Ray FM is supported by PDX Jazz, a nonprofit organization presenting jazz performances and associated education programming in the Pacific Northwest, with a mission to evolve the art of jazz by engaging community, celebrating live performance, and enhancing arts education. More information and event schedule at www.pdxjazz.org.
Why don't you let me start off this next set with a short piece from the movie The Trial of the Chicago 7 by the very gifted film composer Daniel Pemberton from 2020. Feels good to say that in the past tense, right? This is directed by Aaron Sorkin, and the film tells the story of the violent clash with the police at the 1968 Democratic National Convention in what was intended to be a peaceful protest organized by Abby Hoffman, played by Sacha Cohen Baron, and other characters, Jerry Rubin, Tom Hayden, Bobby Seale of the Black Panthers, and others charged with the conspiracy to incite a riot while leading one of the most notorious trials in history. All right, here's a piece by Daniel Pemberton from The Trial of the Chicago 7, Meet the Police.
Thank you.
Well, here's music from the TV series Bookish from this year. Stylish crime drama set in London in 1946, revolving around an antique bookseller who helps the police solve crimes by finding answers to puzzles in the thousands of books that line his shelves. Sarah Warne continues to bring us intriguing soundtrack music. You heard a couple of pieces from that soundtrack. Before that, music from another recent TV miniseries, Dying for Sex, comedy-drama starring Michelle Williams and Jenny Slate, with Ariel Marx doing a splendid job with the music. Well, you've got your radio tuned to KXRY Portland, streaming everywhere online at xray.fm, and on the radio at 107.1 and 91.1 FM. You can send me a text message if you'd like. I'm at 971-220-KXRY. This is The Sound of Pictures. I'm Shilly, coming out of X-Ray every Sunday morning from 8 until 9. That's not a good time. Tune into the archive online at xray.fm. Click on shows at the top of the page. That's where you'll find me. And like I mentioned at the top of the hour, this is a pre-recorded show. Working out of my attic. Seems to be working out okay. Got a nice view. Trees, sky, birds, dog barking every once in a while. Neighbors staring straight at me. No, just kidding. They got their blinds closed. Nothing to hide except maybe the silhouette of an unkempt figure. Isn't that right over there? Yeah, you know it. Hey, keep your radio tuned to Jazz and the New Millennium coming up in about 7 minutes with Rick Mitchell. You gonna dig it? For the encore, I want to get into some of the music from Uncut Gems from 2019 with music by Daniel Lopatin. This is a crime thriller by the Safdie brothers. They create a charismatic Jewish-American jeweler and gambling addict in New York City's Diamond District, with Adam Sandler doing a great job filling that role. He's got to retrieve an expensive gem he purchased to pay off his debts, with mounting and angry collectors closing in. The composer Daniel Lopatin began releasing synth-based recordings in the mid-2000s under the moniker Oniotrix Point Never, kind of a play on radio dialing. And with that, he became associated with the early 2000s underground hypnagogic pop trend. But like many underground composers, reaching a certain age, began getting the opportunity to adapt their music for films. So here's music from the nice double LP soundtrack to Uncut Gems, with a piece called School Play. Thanks for tuning in today. Let's meet back in about 7 days for more Sound of Pictures.
Saturday nights on X-Ray. Join us for the long distance call.
Moshi moshi.
International pop, house, electric funk. Saturday nights, 1 a.m. Sunday. With your host Joe Ball. Join us on the long distance call.